90s, widely scattered afternoon storms around. Even Thursday and Friday will be hot with mid to upper 90s. From the National Weather Association Conference in Huntsville, Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion. Anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's. Plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
Look at your phone, tablet, or computer. What's going on in there? Hard to say, but one thing's for sure. These things bring you things. Things like news, sports, interspecies animal friendships, or, you know, whatever you're into. But to get that stuff, you'll need an internet connection. One that's really fast with no data caps. One that's just $24.99 per month. Super fast internet from WOW. A company you'll love. Sign up today at WOWWay.com.
Wow.
Offer for new customers for 12 months with a 2-year agreement and auto pay. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Have you ever been hacked? Tired of being frightened by your credit card getting skimmed? Scott Schober, a nationally recognized cybersecurity expert, is coming to the Kickback Ranch, 20 minutes south of Montgomery on Union Academy Road, just off 331 in Raymer. Schober, covering topics such as fraud threats, safe shopping, safe social media practices, and much more. Get your tickets today for lunch and learn sessions, September the 16th, 11 to 4, and September the 17th, 9 to 3. For more information, go to kickbackranch.net. That's kickbackranch.net.
Lepticon Tire City, this is Jared. How can I help you?
Jared, is it true?
Is what true?
That Tire City is now selling Ford tires for the price of three.
Absolutely. Buy three tires, get the fourth free.
You can't do that.
Yes, we can. We got a great deal on a truckload of tires, and we're passing the savings on.
Oh, come on, Jared. You must be losing your shirt on every sale.
Nah. Well, maybe so.
Hey, Jared, what happened to your shirt?
My tires, expert service, Tire City.
I'm Johnny Sullivan from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road.
I'm a fan of brunch, Johnny, but I've never thought of Sinclair's as a brunch place. What do you have to offer brunch-wise?
Well, we give you a glass of champagne with each egg order, each Benedict, you know, any one of them. We got about eight different ones. You know, traditional eggs Benedict, crab cakes and eggs, steak and eggs. We do a traditional scrambled egg breakfast.
Say someone in our party is not a huge breakfast person. Is the regular menu available?
Besides our brunch, we offer fried chicken and vegetables and stuff like that as an addition for somebody that wants more of a home-cooked meal.
It all sounds fantastic. Are there special hours for brunch on Saturday and Sunday?
It's very popular. Theoretically open at 11 o'clock, but I usually open the doors about a quarter till because there's always somebody in the parking lot trying to get in from church.
Saturday and Sunday brunch, an outstanding traditional menu, live music. It's easy to understand why Sinclair's is a Montgomery tradition. Located at Taylor and Vaughn and open 7 days a week. We'll see you there, Johnny.
I'm Johnny Sullivan. I'm from Sinclair's Restaurant, and I'd like to invite you for lunch and dinner.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Some people call me the space cowboy. Yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. Call me Maurice, cause I speak of the pompousness of love. People talk about me, baby.
All right, guys, welcome back. 6.5 minutes after 10 o'clock.
Then we talk food during that last segment.
Well, I went and got a bag of yellow chips.
Don't worry, baby, don't worry.
We
which are amazing.
Plain old yellow chips.
Love the plain yellow chips. Lay's yellow chips, the yellow bag, you know what I'm talking about?
Exactly.
Well, this bag right here.
Yeah.
The bag right outside the studio window.
Yeah.
Over there. Dave Mallory, Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman here
that
with you.
That bag.
That bag out there.
That's why I didn't recognize
it. You see it out there in the next room?
I do see it.
I just see the top of the bag.
Yeah, because it's outside the window of the studio. We'll take your phone calls at 272-9228, thebathinnovations.com, guest hotline. We kind of got a few things on topic, but we'll open it up and let you talk about some other stuff. George broke that seal early. Who's this?
Good morning, Mr. Dale.
Daisy, I forgot to call you again.
That's okay, sweetie. I want you to call me because I have something. Please, but I'm not going to speak about that.
Okay.
But I just want to make sure I understood what was stated as far as that accounting of those candidates was concerned. I'm hoping what I thought I heard is not true. Or if it is true, somebody need to be replaced. Is it true what I heard that two of the candidates who was running for the seat was involved in the counting?
They were involved in the testing of the ballots, which they do before every election.
But usually it's open to more than just specific invites.
So there was...
Should that be allowed?
It's unusual.
What's wrong with these folks? Now, they're going to allow persons, a candidate, to be involved?
Yeah, I mean, they think that people won't notice or won't care.
And for the most part...
Somebody needs to be replaced. Needs to be replaced.
Yeah, his name's Daryl Parker.
Mr. Baron, they need to let you be in charge.
I agree.
Somebody is not doing their job around here.
You know, generally speaking... That sentence just uttered by Daisy could fix most problems in the world?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Baron Coleman, I think you need to be in charge.
That doesn't make any sense at all. You know the reason why this occurred? Because we allow it.
That's right. Exactly right. But a lot of times we allow because we don't know it.
Well, even the article we read from that talked about the candidates being involved, this AL.com, they didn't ask who the candidates were who were involved in the testing. They could have, but they didn't.
Right.
Well, if they were current city councilmen, they were all on the ballot. Didn't one of them not run for re-election?
Archley didn't run?
Yeah, it could. Yeah.
But it said candidates.
Candidates.
But you could have had two current sitting city councilmen who are running unopposed and a mayor. Who do not have competition in this election, one because he's outgoing and one because nobody ran against him, and a mayor who's outgoing. You could have had three city officials sitting in for that testing. You didn't have to go get candidates who are on the ballot. That's a good call, Daisy. Thank you.
I bet you if you dig a little bit, there's something that the candidates that were there have in common.
Can I take a few guesses?
Yeah, but like if you got three guesses, two don't count. What do you think it is?
I would say.
Could they have been endorsed by a certain political organization?
Yeah. Maybe they were ADC candidates.
Yeah,
maybe.
Just saying.
Maybe. Potentially, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Miss Daisy, your instinct is correct. This is clearly feeling corrupt. Whether or not it is, I don't know, but it clearly feels corrupt. Do we have anything else in Montgomery?
Mm-hmm.
I got a cool story coming out of North Alabama. We'll talk about it in a second. Oh, this vaping stuff is coming in the news.
Yeah.
Apparently everybody's dying from vaping now.
Yeah, you, but it's not from vaping.
Oh, what's it from? Smoking meth? And saying that they're vaping?
In a vape pen?
it's from smoking homemade...
It's not from smoking meth.
All right, here's the deal. Nicotine dissolves. You can have nicotine suspended in propylene glycol or vegetable glycerin or whatever, and you can vape it that way. Mm-hmm. Marijuana has to be dissolved into a fat. The THC has to be dissolved into a fat, or it won't work.
Or it won't deliver.
And so the people who do the state-regulated vaping cartridges for the pens that people smoke on so that they can vape marijuana instead of smoking, you know, the burning vegetable matter,
The people who make those cartridges in regulated states like Washington and Colorado and California, they use specific types of fats that don't clog the lungs.
Mm.
When people make it at home and they do the homemade variety, a lot of times they'll like squeeze vitamin E and stuff in there. You're not supposed to vape vitamin E.
You're not?
No.
Oh.
There's certain oils you can't vape. And that's what's going on. Federal health officials reviewing at least 450 possible cases linked to vaping across 33 states and one territory. At least three people have died from the illness. What they figured out is happening is, I might be pronouncing this word incorrectly, a macrophage. Anybody know what a macrophage is?
No.
Bueller?
Even I don't know that one.
A macrophage? It's a type of white blood cell. And apparently, these droplets of oil from these homemade THC and marijuana vaping cartridges are getting into the lung.
Mm-hmm.
And these macrophages attach to it because that's how they escort cellular debris and foreign substances and any kind of microbes or anything specific that they're trying to escort out of the body. That's what they do. But they attach to it, and they're getting stuck inside the lungs, and then they're creating big macrophage clusters in the lungs. And it all comes down to the fact that people are vaping what they believe is vitamin E. Nearly everybody who's had this disease comes down said they were vaping not just nicotine. Almost all of them said they were vaping either only THC cartridges or THC and nicotine cartridges.
Hmm.
But states that have legalized recreational marijuana and oversee the products, they don't have the problems. It's the people who are making the homemade stuff, the black market stuff. Now, the FDA refuses to regulate it because it's illegal on the federal level.
Wow.
So no one substance has been yet shown to be the culprit. But if you go down to your local vape shop or you get these little jewel pens or you whatever, those aren't what hurting people, I don't think. I'm not recommending you vape that either. The reason I even wanted to bring this story up, Big Tobacco has really been creative on this because they're muddying the water by putting out all these press releases and advertisements saying, don't vape anything, it'll kill you. You don't need to vape. Just stop vaping all vape products immediately because they know what's going to happen is people are going to go buy some Winston Lights.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to go get those Marlboro Mediums. People are going to go get those Camel Heavies.
That's right. Unfiltered pell-mell. The Parliaments.
That's what's happening. That's what's happening. So if you want to make, that's why you listen to this program. We make sense of the news. There's nothing inherently dangerous about vaping these things, I don't think.
Yeah.
Certainly no more dangerous than the burning vegetable matter, whether it's marijuana or the nicotine, the tobacco.
Right.
The burning the vegetable matter seems, I think, most people would agree, is inherently more dangerous than vaping the oils out of it. But just what kind of oils are you using? What kind of delivery medium are you using? And if you're using the wrong delivery medium, then your body has a normal mediated reaction to that, and that's what's happening. Now, a North Alabama school has gone bonkers to try to deal with vaping.
Oh, yeah?
You know what they're doing? They're taking the doors off of the bathroom stalls in the boys' bathrooms. I guess girls don't vape. Teachers, staff, and students at Wilson High School are seeing and smelling the problems right inside the walls. 2 weeks ago, a scary and dangerous situation happened to a student vaping in a bathroom. He was found passed out in a stall after vaping.
Uh-huh. And by vaping, you mean banging H into his arm?
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, I doubt he passed out from vaping. Horton says to stop students from taking smoke breaks, the best solution was to remove some of the stall doors in the boys' bathroom. You know what they did at our school to combat this? They would allow you to get a note from your parent and go out in the courtyard during break and lunch and smoke.
Yeah, I was just going
to
say, Jack, of course, they like encouraged smoking in class when he was in school.
They handed out,
you know, they had the cigarette reps just handing out cartons to them, you know, smoke up, Johnny.
No, I think our windows pushed out in the bathrooms, you know, and it looked like the building was on fire if you were like from a distance. Because everybody's over by the window puffing on a cigarette and blowing the smoke out, but.
But yep. They allowed us, your parents could write a note, and they would, you had a little orange badge, you'd go out in the courtyard and smoke.
Mm-hmm.
If you, now, if you didn't have that, they would bring the thunder of God down on you.
Right.
They did not appreciate the smoking at school, except from, like, the four derelicts who were allowed to.
Right.
And they were, like, looked down on.
Right.
But other than that, I mean, they would bring the wrath of God down on you. And say, no, you can't, you know, they call your parents, suspend you from school and everything else if you got caught smoking. That's why we dipped. You just dip that and swallow a little bit or spit in a Dr. Pepper bottle.
Right.
Good to go. But that's the old days. Do people still smoke cigarettes?
I mean,
you know, if I drive down the road and see someone smoking a cigarette and pushing it out the window.
Gross.
It is weird.
Like, what's wrong with you?
Did you not get the memo? This is a particularly harmful product, and it will hurt you over the long run.
Mm-hmm.
Now, nicotine itself is no more harmful than caffeine. It's just a little mild stimulant. It's a little addictive, but so is caffeine. So if you take the nicotine pills or chew the nicotine gum or vape the nicotine products, I don't think you're doing any particular harm to yourself. Maybe a little anxious. But I don't know. What are you looking at, Jake?
Yeah, I was just kind of looking.
Why am I? That explains why I'm getting terrible. Anyway, I just figured something out. All right, our number 2729228. Oh, now we're back, baby. Now we're back. 19 minutes after 10 o'clock. Our number, if you want to get in, 2729228. That is the bathinnovations.com guest hotline. 2729228. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman, Dave Mowry, continuing to dissect the news, and then we'll diagnose it. We'll diagnose it. We'll keep you on the up and up. Don't worry about vaping the nicotine. Just make sure you're buying high quality marijuana products. We'll be back.
Catholic girls start much too late. All the sooner or later it comes down to fate. I might as well will be the one. Well, they show you a statue, told you to pray. They built you a temple and locked you away. Ah, but they never told you the price that you pay.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the Boston Airport.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
An urgent message to the Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett. How could the state of Alabama use $72 million? Every teacher in Alabama could get a pay raise, funding for children's health care, or how about using that money to repave roads in Alabama instead of a massive gas tax? Over $72 million in state taxes is what GreenTrack, a casino gaming facility in Greene County, owed the state of Alabama. But in an unprecedented ruling by the Alabama Tax Tribunal Court, GreenTrack will not pay one penny of the $72 million that it owed to the state of of Alabama. Now Green Track and its owner, Nat Wynn, like the Porch Creek Indians, can collect billions of dollars in revenue and pay nothing back to the state of Alabama. And to make matters worse, now Nat Wynn wants to shut down all the other electronic bingo facilities in impoverished Green County, creating his own personal cash monopoly. The Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett, has 30 days to appeal the tribunal ruling. Call him today at 334-242-1175 or email him and demand that he appeals the tribunal judgment and collects taxes owed to the people of Alabama.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com, NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
Talking about smoking in the school the other day. You know who was in that school while people were trying to smoke? Greg Wren. Now, Greg's a goody two-shoes. He wasn't trying to smoke.
No, Greg was always dull as dishwater, but...
So he's a good insurance
guy. I saw him this morning. He's had a nice chat with him. I hadn't seen him in ages.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen him since my leg deal.
He doesn't age.
No.
He's timeless.
No.
You see him at a local good breakfast establishment?
I did.
Yeah, I almost went by there this morning.
Well, they were expecting you.
I was so hungry. Did Terry miss me? Did she say
she did? She missed you.
Oh
yeah.
Man, I feel bad. I should have gone by there.
I'll tell you who they miss. I don't know if you guys ever knew John Smith, but they called him Big John Smith. He was in around politics and government for years, but he ate there just about every morning. Just a great guy. Alvin and I were talking about him last night.
That's the thing. When the same octogenarians eat at your restaurant every day, and you can expect that your profits will start falling off.
Yeah, John, but yeah.
You take a big hit every time a funeral is
played. You got to get like a new generation of old people to come in every morning.
Kellyanne Conway is wearing the worst dress I've ever seen in my life. It looks like she was wearing a fur coat and some activists threw some paint on
it. It really does, yeah. It looks like a Jackson Pollock painting.
Yeah.
But not a good one.
No.
Like one of the ones that he practiced with.
Correct.
If you're like that bearded man on TV that used to paint.
Actually, you know what it looks like? Huh. It actually looks like a Vidal Sassoon hair gel thing from the 80s.
A label?
It has a very specific
1986?
But it's white with like yellow, red, and blue, like almost neon, just splashed across it.
Looks like a Varney France t-shirt.
Yes. Now it's very, I bet you in 1986 that was fly.
The way we're critiquing Kellyanne Conway.
Well, you know, we're all connoisseurs here, Jack.
I'm glad she can fit in the same dress she wore to her 8th grade prom.
Ba-da-bing.
Cornerstone Managing General Agency, getting back to Greg Wren. They do a great job. These guys focus on employee benefits. I mean, you know, you're in a business. You got, what, 2, 3, 5, 10 employees, 100 employees, 1,000 employees, 10,000 employees, 50,000 employees. Doesn't matter. Cornerstone Managing General Agency wants to come out, talk to you, sit down with your business, and talk to you about how to save money on your employee benefits package. And they can do that. And it's easy. All you got to do is pick up the phone and call them. 356-1502. 356-1502. You call Cornerstone Managing General Agency, and they're off to the races. They're shopping all the available products available. They're shopping near and far, far and wide. And when they come to a good plan that's going to save you money, they let you know. And it's a great process. It's easy. It's foolproof. They got a great computer program they give you for free. It's worth tens of thousands of dollars, I think. They give it to you for free so that you can help manage your employee benefits. It's a fantastic organization. Great people. Give them a call, 356-1502, or check them out online, cornerstonemga.com. Cornerstonemga.com. Our number, 272-9228. I guess I'll have to play the audio for that story.
Yeah?
Yeah, I want to find it. I want to pull it up and play it because Kamala Harris was.
Over
the weekend, she was asked a question.
and she did the thing where you kind of, you know, you might kind of half hear, but it gets a big, but the crowd has a reaction. So, you know, she kind of smiles and nods along.
So you kind of run with it.
You're like, oh, yeah, this is a good talking point until it's not, Kamala.
Yeah, she was asked by a guy with a thick accent. I'm going to play the footage right here real quick. She was asked by a guy with a thick accent about Trump. I want to see if people at home can catch it because Kamala Harris is now alleging she didn't catch it. Much of the audience did. And they and now keep in mind, these are Democrats. These are your betters. These are the people who know better. These are the people who are tolerant. These are the people who tell you the way you're supposed to talk. These are the people who put speech codes on you, safe spaces. These are the Democrats. There's a guy with a strong foreign accent talking to Kamala Harris.
Is it foreign or is it like a New Hampshire accent?
Isn't she
Hampshire?
Oh, same thing.
I didn't actually listen to it.
Here's the video.
What happened to people of color? So I don't buy that argument that impeachment does not make sense, Senate will acquit. I don't buy that argument. There needs to be accountability. Yes. I mean, what are you going to do in the next 1 year to diminish the mentally retarded action of this guy?
There goes the crowd cheering
well
and laughing.
Well said.
And she gives two well
said. Well said, well said.
Did anybody catch what was said?
Yeah, I did.
Did you catch it, Jack?
With the mentally retarded?
Yes.
Yeah.
She was asked, what are you going to do in the next 1 year to diminish the mentally retarded actions of this guy?
Meaning Trump.
The God Emperor of the United States. The President of the United States. The doctor, the cowboy, the very stable genius.
Dr. Play it one more time, Baron.
Donald J. Trump.
You didn't have the volume up.
No, I did. That's the best volume that's available on this thing.
Okay.
Anywhere in the world.
What happened to people of color? So I don't buy that argument that impeachment does not make sense, Senate will acquit. I don't buy that argument. There needs to be accountability. I mean, what are you going to do in the next 1 year to diminish the mentally retarded action of this guy?
Well said. Well said.
All right, so you got a group of New Hampshire Democrats. The guy says, what are you going to do in the next 1 year to diminish the mentally retarded actions of this guy? And the crowd goes crazy. They go nuts. They love it. They love it.
All 12 of them.
Yeah, there were 50 people there, 100 people there. They go nuts. They're clapping, they're cheering, they're laughing. You see the heads bobbing back and forth. It's video footage. You can see it. They love this. These are the people who institute the speech codes on us. These are the people who are constantly changing what you are and are not allowed to say.
Mm-hmm. My guess is that, you know, he said something about what Trump does before that, and she probably has, like, a good zinger ready.
Mm-hmm.
So she's not really listening. She's just trying to, like, I have to say Trump something, 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 and then add, like, we're in Hanover, New Hampshire, so I have to say Hanover. You know, wait, where am I? So she's, like, doing the thing where she's not listening to you. She's just waiting to respond. You know, either that or she likes to, dunk on the handicapped.
Well, the crowd certainly did because they heard him. The crowd certainly did. These betters, these Democrats, they like to laugh at the mentally retarded, clearly. So this brings up an interesting thing, because if you're a leftist, and you, as Kamala Harris is, you have to respond to this, and you have to disclaim that you heard mentally retarded, right? But you can't blame his accent, or you are somehow
I didn't understand him because he's a foreigner, you know?
That's no better than Trump.
That's what I'm saying.
So she's really having to thread the needle here.
Yeah.
Think of the... I feel bad for Kamala Harris. Think of this situation. On the one hand... You have a group of liberals who died laughing at the mentally retarded comment and clapped and cheered and hooped and hollered and hissed and loved it. And you can't say, you can't throw all them under the bus. But they did.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't say, I can't understand the guy. He's from wherever he's from. He sounds Pakistani or Indian or something. I don't know where he's from, but he's definitely...
Mogadishu.
Sounds like he's from somewhere over there. You can't say that because that sounds awfully Trumpian. Oh, you couldn't understand the foreigner?
You're no better than Donald Trump. I feel bad for Kamala Harris. She tried to thread the needle. Here's the way she handled it. You tell me if she's being honest. When my staff played the video from my town hall yesterday, it was upsetting. I didn't hear the words the man used in that moment. But if I had, I would have stopped and corrected him. I'm sorry. That word and others like it aren't acceptable ever. Do you think she would have stopped and corrected him when everybody there died laughing?
No.
No, I don't.
You think she didn't hear it?
That's possible.
I think she heard it. I think she heard it.
She chuckled too, you know.
She chuckled as he said it. Go back. We'll play it one more time. Go back and watch her face as he says it.
What happened to people of color? So I don't buy that argument that impeachment does not make sense, Senate will acquit. I don't buy that argument. There needs to be accountability. I mean, what are you going to do in the next 1 year to diminish the mentally retarded action of this guy?
She chuckles as soon as he says it.
Yeah, and she's looking at him.
She's looking right at him, shaking her head yes, and she chuckles right when he says it.
Well, I plan to win this election, I'll tell you that.
She heard it. She might have been doing what you said, Dave, zeroing in on her zinger. Mm-hmm. I'm going to win the election here in Hanover, New Hampshire is going to get me over the top. Mm-hmm. She may have been doing that.
She was looking away, but right as he said that sentence, she was looking directly at him as he said, mentally retarded.
Yeah. I feel bad. It is hard to be a liberal. Can you imagine being perpetually outraged by everything, but not being able to acknowledge reality? Like, this guy had a thick accent and he wasn't talking real loud, so it was hard to hear him.
Speaking of the mic, sir.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the obvious thing to say. Guys from overseas couldn't understand a thing he said. I barely heard the rest of the question.
Right.
Well, she's got some splaining to do.
She does. A man who never has to explain himself, that is Riley Manning. The reason he doesn't have to explain himself is because he gets the job right and he's got the Riley Manning guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Riley Manning, RileyManningPainting.com. Riley Manning, RileyManningPainting.com. The guy's the best. You're going to love him. What you need to do is get in touch with him. Get him on the phone, 799-1284. You can check out his website if you want, RileyManningPainting.com. RileyManningPainting.com, but you can just call him. Just call him. Call him on. In fact, if you call that number, it's only for News and Views listeners. It's only for News and Views listeners, so you don't have to worry about waiting through all the regular folks. No, he knows the elite use that number. 799-1284. 799-1284. Riley Manning. RileyManningPainting.com. If you don't call him and use someone else, you're gonna find yourself crying in the night. As Buckingham Nix has said, crying in the night, Jay.
One of the great songs.
One of the great albums ever made.
Oh, no question.
We'll be back.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter.
the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223 on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
From the Fox Business Network, Boeing shares are weighing on the market. The Seattle Times says there's a problem with Boeing's new wide-body plane, the 777X. A cargo door exploded outward during tests on a non-flying prototype of the plane. Target shares are higher. It's launching a nationwide loyalty program. USA Today says Target Circle will be free. It'll roll out next month. Shoppers will receive points to redeem on a future purchase and will also be eligible for discounts. Vitamin Shop shares are rallying up more than 7% after the company revealed it has a new buyout proposal, which tops the previous offer from Liberty Tax. However, the Fred's Pharmacy and discount chain has filed for bankruptcy reorganization. Fred's is hoping to sell its drug stores. It's planning to close all locations within 60 days. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Just download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com now. That's Babbel.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi again, everybody. Once again today, heat advisory in effect. The brutal heat continues. I think we'll be upper 90s to around 100 today, but the heat index will be from 105 to 109, dangerous territory. There'll be spotty storms around, widely scattered across the area, and sometimes big heat can produce big storms. Keep that in mind. The storms will fade out tonight, low 74. Tomorrow and Wednesday, no relief, upper 90s, widely scattered afternoon storms around. Even Thursday and Friday will be hot with mid to upper 90s. From the National Weather Association Conference in Huntsville, Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Got the when you gotta pay the rent.
Oh yeah.
Number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. A little traffic. When was the last time traffic played on the airwaves?
I'm not aware.
Now, I listen to a lot of Vault, but I don't know if I've heard any traffic on there.
Mm-hmm.
It's right in its wheelhouse.
It is.
If I could just have an hour on the Vault. For myself.
I know, right?
Once a week. I play these long 10, 12, 15 minute songs. I need four songs. You know? Do two talk breaks. Be good to go.
Tell a little story. Bada bing, bada boom. This thing writes itself.
Yeah. If only we knew somebody who worked at a radio station that had music channels.
I know, right?
All right, our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. Chase Interiors, my friends over at Trace Interiors. That's, you guys know Chase Interiors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You guys are familiar with my friends Trey over there who just specializes in walls and ceilings. Doesn't do any of the other stuff. Doesn't try to, he's not going to BS anybody. That's just a fact. The guy just plainly and simply, understands walls and ceilings. He understands the drywall business. He understands holes and cracks and bad seams. He understands tearing down that old
that old wood paneling and those little popcorn things and the mud prints that are in your ceiling and all that. He understands how to fix all that and make it beautiful, smooth, beautiful, and amazing. That's my man, Trey, over at Chase Interiors. Call him, 799-1502, if you have any questions, 799-1502, or check him out online. Some of his work is featured there. ChaseInteriors.com. ChaseInteriors.com. 799-1502. ChaseInteriors.com. Do that when you get the opportunity. I was looking through Facebook during the break. What's your policy on selfies where they're not looking at the camera?
I don't know why. I don't know if I have a policy.
I'm a little weirded out by it.
Yeah?
If it's obviously a selfie and you're not looking at the camera.
Well, I was at Carolyn's Saturday, and she and her friend that she went to London with were taking selfies to send to the woman's husband in London.
Uh-huh.
And she wasn't looking at the... It looked ridiculous.
Why?
Why did it look...
Why wasn't she looking at the camera?
She didn't know where to look.
The little thing you're holding, that's called the camera.
Listen, I don't know. I was on the other side. I volunteered to take the picture, but... Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't have a policy on it, but you're right.
I have a policy. It looks weird. If you're going to take a selfie, just own up to it and act like it's a selfie. It's just. I'm not going off on this. We're not doing a whole segment on this, but I was just... just something I noticed.
Have you ever seen those selfie sticks?
Hell yeah.
Those are fun.
Do they still have those?
I don't know. Somebody gave it to me, gave me one, and I never used it.
There was a trend where selfie sticks were a thing for a little while. I don't think I've seen one in a while.
Well, it didn't last long. I don't like looking at myself in the mirror much, let a photo of me.
I don't know if you guys saw the University of Tennessee. They're lousy.
Oh, boy, are they lousy.
Man.
I mean, lousy.
They've lost to two really bad football teams.
Georgia State and BYU.
0-2 for the first time since 88.
I don't think they can beat Chattanooga this weekend either. But this isn't a sports show. We're not talking about that. There's a feel-good story out of Knoxville, believe it or not.
It really is.
The University of Tennessee turned a boy's homemade T-shirt into official University of Tennessee apparel after he was laughed at the shirt by some of his teammates. I mean, his classmates. Mm-hmm. Some of his classmates. He makes this T-shirt. He puts it on.
Well, tell him where he lives.
Florida.
Yep. So, Florida kids.
Florida man's kids.
You know, making fun of this guy.
Florida man have kids?
Because Florida man has a lot of kids. He may not claim them.
He may not live near them.
But. He may not be involved in their lives except to show up, you know, drunk on a Wednesday morning.
Florida man's kid is the kid who thinks he's got this uncle that takes a particular shine to him every now and then.
That's right.
Maybe takes him shopping every now and then, a couple times a year.
Always buys him new shoes, you know?
Yeah, that's Florida
once a year.
Anyway.
So they start, you know, yeah, so the kid, he can't find Tennessee gear, he doesn't have any, he's a UT fan, I guess. So he makes his own shirt. And he's in fourth grade, so, you know, the art, not the greatest. It looks like something a kid would make. It's cute.
It's a big UT, a bubble UT that's like scribbled
half
in.
Half-covered, yeah, like.
And next to the U is the word university. And next to the T is NSC.
Yeah.
And then there's an O and F kind of strangely strung between them. And some ridiculously oversized periods following the U and T, which are not entirely necessary because he did spell out the words. Mm-hmm. So it's not abbreviated. But the boy made headlines after his teacher, Laura Snyder, of Altamonte Elementary School, posted a picture of the homemade Tennessee T-shirt to social media. He wanted to represent the volunteers in his school's college day, but couldn't afford any official gear. So the elementary student got creative, made his own Tennessee logo, drawing the letters UT on a wide piece of paper, pinning it to an orange shirt.
Well, at least he was innovative.
Yeah, it's sweet. It's something a fourth grader would do, you know? It really is. It's a cute thing for a kid to do.
Snyder said in the Facebook post, her student was so excited about his shirt, but other students bullied him over the sign, leaving him devastated.
Aww.
Said she wanted to give him an official Tennessee shirt, asked her Facebook friends if anybody had any connections with the school. Little did she know the request would get a huge response, and they made it an official shirt. Tennessee did. University of Tennessee. And now demand for the T-shirt is so high, it actually crashed the university's official online apparel shop.
and they cannot keep up with demand for the...
So the kid's getting royalties?
U of T.
I doubt it. Colleges don't pay anybody.
Oh, they're awful.
If anything, Tennessee's like, well, we can't sell tickets this year, so we can at least sell this busted down T-shirt.
And you right. better not replicate it, or you'll go to federal prison.
That's right. But we'll
we
steal
have
his,
a copyright on it.
But we'll steal his idea.
Right.
That'd be great if he asserted a copyright claim.
That would rule. He should.
He should. I want half. I want half, Johnny. It's like Eddie Murphy Raw.
Half.
I want half, Johnny.
What have you done for me lately, Eddie?
What was the woman's name?
Umfufu.
Umfufu. With the bone thrown up.
Bush riding butt naked on a zebra. Hef.
Oh, my gosh. Eddie Murphy's supposedly coming out with a new set.
I know.
And a Dolomite movie. Eddie Murphy's back, baby.
He's back.
He's tired of the... You know, in the 80s and 90s, you couldn't get bigger than Eddie Murphy.
Right.
Yeah. University taking pre-orders for the new shipment of the shirt. Delivery is expected late September.
Well, you know, good for them.
I want half, Johnny! That,
you know.
Is that the kid's name?
No, there's an Eddie Murphy bit about how he had to go marry some bush woman from Africa because all the American women want to divorce you and take half your money.
Oh.
And then Umfufu figures it out, too. Anyway, our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. How?
Well, you know, we talked about University of Tennessee too long. I mean, I know it's not a sports show, but we should have dunked on them a little bit more for being literally awful.
Yeah, but Alabama went 3-8 one year, and Auburn's had those down years.
I don't care.
0-8 in the conference.
I'd clown them too.
I'm sure Georgia's had a bad year.
Yeah. What did Vince have named after him this
week? The
weekend?
Field. It's now Dooley Field at Sanford Stadium.
That's great.
After actually a little kind of walk in the wilderness, he's back in the fold.
Took an Auburn man to lead Georgia to greatness.
The world's only successful
born
Auburn
in
grad.
Mobile.
Go be back.
Just when I'm about to make it work without you.
Liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Top of the hour.
Jackson Brown with an E for extravagant. Had to separate him from all the other Browns. Where'd that E come from at the end of Jackson Brown?
I don't know.
It's unnecessary.
Well, there's some people spell Cook with an E on the end of it.
Well, like Sharp with an E.
Yeah.
But I just, I don't know where it came
from. Well, they're not part of those, you know.
I don't know. Like, were the establishment Browns? Like the Brown establishment? The B-R-O-N-E? Like the GOP establishment where you put a little...
One of them's probably royalty and one of them's, you know, not.
Just busted down. Whatever. A judge has ruled the terror watch list violates constitutional rights.
Oh, great.
Oh, for God's sake. See some, what do you call them?
Activist judges?
No, no, no. What's that, level three? What do you call them, Baron?
Article three.
Article three.
Yes.
You hate those guys.
I do. This is an Article 3 appointee, a Bush 2 appointee.
What does that mean?
Article 3, federal judges.
Oh, okay.
It's Article 3 of the Constitution.
Oh, okay.
In a summary judgment granted to nearly two dozen Muslim U.S. citizens backed by the Council on American-Islamic Relations, Judge Trenga, Anthony Trenga of Virginia, appointed by George W. Bush, concluded that there's no evidence or contention that any of these plaintiffs satisfy the definition of a known terrorist, that the definition of suspected terrorist can be misconstrued based on innocent conduct. Therefore, the court concludes the risk of erroneous deprivation of plaintiffs' travel-related and reputational liberty interests is high. The currently existing procedural safeguards are not sufficient to address that risk. Huh. I tend to agree with this judge, actually.
Yeah, you know, when I'm sitting around trying to put timers and, you know, plugs into C4, they come in, they say, you're a terrorist. I'm like, you know, I'm a hobbyist, you know.
Who hadn't wanted to blow up something around the house?
Yeah, I mean,
there's a gopher out back.
Yes, I did order 10,000 pounds of double-sided nails. But, you know, it's explainable. I'm a contractor. You know, just saying. Just saying.
I actually kind of agree with the judge on this one, because how do you get on this list and how the hell do you get off?
Well.
Apparently you have to file a lawsuit.
Well. Just saying.
You know, the list as of June 2017 included 1.16 million people.
Seems low.
Up from 680,000 in 2013, meaning the Obama administration put 500,000 people on this list. Most individuals on the list are foreigners. There are 4,600 U.S. citizens and lawful permanent residents on the watch list.
Seems low.
Do you think so?
Yeah. Just saying.
Well, if you're going to have a terrorist watch list, don't you just put all Muslims on it immediately? So you're not allowed to fly?
Well, I mean, you can't do that.
Why? I don't know why.
Why?
I'm just saying.
When German Catholics start flying planes in a building, we'll put them on there, too. Earlier this year, a boss argued that the watch list is worthless in terms of preventing terrorism, as it did nothing to stop the Orlando nightclub shooter, Omar Mateen. He was once on the list, but later removed.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder why he was removed. Anybody want to take a stab at it? Why was the Orlando Pulse nightclub shooter, who shot 49 people in a nightclub, why was he removed from the terror watch?
Because he's gay. I don't know.
No! Why was his dad sitting on the stage with Hillary Clinton after the Orlando nightclub shooting? Why did he have all these FBI contacts and never get picked up? I'm not going to state the obvious. Everybody who listens to this program knows what I'm saying. But it's true. It's true. Real quickly. This has nothing to do with us, but I just think this is the most baller thing I've ever heard.
The most what thing?
Baller. Massachusetts mayor arrested for extorting marijuana vendors for six-figure bribes. It gets beyond marijuana vendors, though. This is not a national figure. This is not a federal elected official. This is a municipal employee, municipal mayor up in Massachusetts. But I want you to hear how long it took him to start going corrupt.
Like a minute and a half?
Fall River Mayor Jaciel Correa, C-O-R-R-E-I-A, Correa. He is the mayor of Fall River, Massachusetts. He was arrested Friday on federal extortion charges.
He agreed to sign non-opposition letters in return for significant six-figure payments from four marijuana vendors looking to open business in the city of nearly 90,000, just an hour's drive south of Boston, where cannabis is legal. But in order to obtain the license, you have to have a non-opposition letter from the city government. He was willing to do it as long as you would give him six-figure payments. He's also accused of extorting $3,900 in cash and a $12,000 Batman Rolex watch from a property owner in exchange for activating the water supply to his building. In addition, federal prosecutors say he demanded, this is the one that gets me, he demanded his chief of staff give the mayor half of her salary in return for appointing her.
Jeez.
And allowing her to keep her city job. So he appointed her chief of staff, but she had to give him half of the $80,000 salary.
Well.
They said he started extorting people 6 weeks after he got elected. I'm telling you guys. This is just a preview of what's coming in Montgomery.
I was going to say.
Under Stephen Reed.
Yeah, I mean, there's.
This is.
Anybody check the travel records from the probate office?
This is a preview of what's coming under Stephen Reed. This guy faces federal extortion, theft, bribery, false statement charges. Marks the second time in less than a year that he's been indicted. He was first elected in 2015. He was arrested in October on charges he defrauded an investor of an app company he owns by pocketing 64% of their payments to bankroll what prosecutors called a lavish lifestyle and political career. He's pleaded not guilty to those charges as well. He now faces 24 total charges, 13 from last year's arrest and 11 new ones. Fraud, wire fraud, extortion, conspiracy, extortion, aiding and abetting, each carry a maximum sentence of 20 years each in prison. And he filed false tax returns three times. This is great. I read this and I thought, this is what's coming in Montgomery. Because I've gotten word that the Reed campaign is calling people and saying, if you donate to David Woods, you're done around here. Don't expect any city business. Don't expect us to not give you a hard time. ASC Credit Union, they don't extort anybody. They don't have to. They got people flocking in there. I mean, there are so many people opening new accounts. I talked to them the other day. They have so many people opening new accounts at ASC Credit Union. They ought to call it ASC Checking Union. ASC Credit Union because of the Casasa Checking Account. It's incredible. The Casasa Checking Account is absolutely incredible. Jack, imagine you go to your bank, and every month you find they're putting too much money in your account. You're like, whoa, hold on, wait a minute. What are you depositing $100 in my account this month? $50 in my account that? Why are you giving me all this money? And they say, well, that's just our checking account. That's what happens. You get 4% APY on your checking account up to $30,000. You get 3% cash back on your purchases. Or you can just get the old-fashioned no-cost checking account. Go by the store for details, 9 locations in the River Region.